This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Mary Perry, who is the Vice President for Education with the California State PTA. So how many of you have ever heard of NGSS? I don't see anyone raising your hand. Raise it higher. I think we've got a problem here. Mary, what is NGSS?
It's the Next Generation Science Standards, and it's a set of standards around how you teach science in kindergarten through 12th grade that California adopted several years ago, but that we're just beginning to see happen in classrooms across the state.
Now, the PTA has been involved in finding out what do parents know about this and what do they need to know. So what do they know? Do they know enough?
Well, first of all, they had no idea what the Next Generation Science Standards were, or NGSS. And so there's an education and awareness task that we want to undertake. But beyond that, it's interesting that, especially at the elementary level, parents are aware that their kids don't get much science, and that they think that that is something that needs to be fixed. But they are really just becoming aware that the state has raised the expectation for science at the elementary level, that the state has changed the preferred way to teach science in middle school and in high school.
So we used to think, oh, when I get to high school, I'm going to study biology, I'm going to study physics, I'm going to study computer science. But it's woven down all the way, isn't it?
It needs to be. Yeah. There are a lot of practices that that you use in science to do real science. There are scientific concepts that the youngest kids are very able to learn and understand. And a lot of these concepts really branch over into other areas of learning. It's about, for example, reading evidence and knowing what to believe and looking for credible sources and looking at the preponderance of evidence to decide what is factual.
You're not talking about climate change, are you?
I might be.
So it's really, when we talk about science, it's asking questions, doing things. It's sort of like what's happening with all of our core subjects. And it's no longer a teacher lecturing at the front of the room, but engaging students in asking why. Is that right? It isn't right. How should I do it?
Well, and there are two dynamics at work on that, I think. One of them is the fact that kids can look up facts when they need them. I can just Google it. And so schools are changing and recognizing that reality and looking differently at their responsibility. But there's also brain research that talks about the difference in kids' ability to learn and retain information based on their engagement with that information. And if all you do is deliver a bunch of facts to a kid, they may pass a test, but they may never remember it. On the other hand, if they go through a process of doing and grappling with something and digging deeper, they are going to carry that knowledge and that experience forward with them.
And so this next generation of science standards is not new science. It's a new way of teaching science.
Exactly, exactly. And in some ways, it's a classic way of teaching science. When a child goes out in the garden and watches a plant grow, they may watch it for day after day after day, and they learn a lot about sun, and they learn about soil, and they know what happens if they don't water it. Bringing that kind of discovery into the classroom and making it the standard way that you teach science is really exciting because kids are naturally scientists. It's how they learn. They are inquisitive from day one, and we know that as parents. And so seeing those opportunities for that kind of learning in the classroom and using science as a way to get them excited about school is actually very promising.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW. And speaking with me is Mary Perry, who is Vice President of Education with the California State PTA. Now, the PTA is very involved in trying to help parents understand how they can help their kids and how they can help their schools. And that's part of the reason why you've been involved in this project about letting folks know about what this next generation of science standards is.
That's absolutely true. One of the things that we found out in the survey we did is that 9 out of 10 parents know that science is really important. You look around at the world today and you understand that science is much more fundamental to our ability to be good citizens, to earn a living, especially in California, than it maybe was in the past. And parents really understand that. So having them also know what these changes are, so they can, on one level, be supportive of schools when they're making change, and on the other hand, push schools if things aren't happening quickly enough for their kids. Those are really both part of how PTA sees this.
One of the things I've noticed when I talk to parents, and that is that people get really excited about something. And the one thing I've noticed that a lot of parents get excited about is something that they can touch, they can feel, they can watch. And so a lot of schools now have green schoolyards.
Mm-hmm. School gardens. And there are different ways to think about things that are outside of the classroom activities. School gardens are a great example of getting kids engaged with growing their own food. Pretty basic. But when the faculty at the school gets engaged with that school garden, and it's not just something that is a parent project, they can infuse the goals, the academic goals, into the garden experience as well. And that's really where you get the synergy and where kids begin to see the connection between something that they like to do and school. And that's what you want.
And so let's continue to talk a little bit about gardens, because that's sort of what kids would be learning in the second grade that would be examples of some important science ideas.
So, for example, to understand that plants need sunshine, soil, and water to grow, and figuring out what combination of those things works best depending on the plant, one can imagine a set of experiments and kids modeling what they think is going to happen and testing whether or not they're right about it. They learn how to record evidence. Maybe they do a daily log on how well their plant's growing. And Johnny in the next chair, his plant, he's using a different soil, and they can compare. And those kinds of experiments are really engaging for kids. And they teach all the things that are in the curriculum at the same time.
So some ideas, some tips for parents. I'm a parent, I'm listening to this. Okay, they've got next generation science standards. Now I know what NGSS is, next generation science standards. So what do I do? How do I know it's happening? Or how do I push it if I want more?
Well, the first thing is to ask your child's teacher. If you're at the elementary level, ask your child's teacher what science is going to happen in the classroom. And you should be able to get a good answer. Ask your school principal what's going on in science and what the school's goals are for science. The state will begin administering a state-level test of science for all fifth graders. And that'll be another interesting benchmark for being able to see where we are with these standards. But getting engaged and asking those kinds of questions is a first step in awareness.
And let's say you ask the question and there's this puzzled look on the principal's face or the teacher's face. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but what happens if that happens? Do you as a parent say, maybe I need to talk to my school board or my school district about what kind of support the teachers and administrators are getting so that they know about this next generation of science standards?
One of the challenges that we have around this particular transition is that the state of California is just now adopting instructional materials. And so there are a lot of schools where they are barely getting started. And so asking those questions, yes, is important. Also, it's always better to have parents come together as a group and understand an issue. Seek first to understand what's going on with the school. Ask where you can help, but don't retreat from the idea that all kids, starting in kindergarten, deserve and are supposed to have science as part of their curriculum. That's state law. So you have a right as a parent to ask those questions and to push. You push gently, you push in a way that's cooperative, you try not to be confrontational, and you'll get a lot further.
She's saying that with a smile on her face. I'd really like to thank Mary Perry, Vice President of Education for the California State PTA, an organization that is working very hard to help parents understand what NGSS really means. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.